弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and
你
sisters.
看，我一天问安问你们好几次哈。
And I greet you so many times in a day.
但是真的是问大家安。
Have I truly desired peace to be unto you?
今天认识我们的教会，我们是要讲各种的聚会，它的目的和内容。
The topic for this morning, we're going to focus on the purpose and content of all of our meetings.
你们会想说这有什么好讲的
？You may ask, well, what's so important about this?
教会有哪些聚会我们都知道呀。
We all know what types of meetings we have at church.
但是就像我今天早上跟大家讲的，我们读经，我们祷告，我们常常忽略的最重要的一件事情。
Just like I've shared with everyone this morning, as we read scripture, as we pray, we neglect, often neglect the most important thing.
什么事情？
What is it?
才听完十分钟又忘了。
You just heard it 10 minutes ago. Come on.
读经祷告最重要的事情是什么？
What's the most important part?
遇见神，对不对？
To meet God, right?
祷告是讲到我们人和神在圣灵中相会。并相交。
Prayer is a fellowship that we have with God and the Spirit of God.
读经是要遇见那位对我们说话的神。
And when we come to reading the scriptures, we want to come and meet the one who speaks.
让他的话来改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
That his words would transform our lives to influence the way we live.
就很多时候我们明明在神的同在中。
So a lot of times we are in the presence of God.
然后我们说主啊，我渴慕你同在。
And then yet we cry out, Lord, I long for your presence.
其实我们只要开眼睛
Oftentimes if we just open our eyes
真看见那不能看见的主
Truly see the invisible God
原来他就在这里
Indeed he is here
我刚才坐在底下的时候我突然想起来昨天傍晚我陪于师母去帮我岳母大人买拐杖
Last night Pastor Nancy and I we had to go purchase a cane for my mother-in-law
她甚至她那个然后于师母自己手臂痛帮她去买一点绷带绑一绑
And Pastor Nancy also have some muscle pains in her forearm we're trying to get some bandage for her
我们正好有问题想去问那个 pharmacy 那个药的那个人
We had a question for the pharmacist
她正在电话上
And he was on the phone
然后我的电话也响了
And my phone was ringing
然后我就接着电话
So I picked up my phone
她就说这边是 Rite Aid 打电话告诉你现在可以打这个感冒预防针
So I have a recorded message that said this is from Rite Aid and it's now time for you to come and get your flu shot
我说我现在就在 Rite Aid 里面
And so I responded I said I'm at Rite Aid right now
看到她那边讲她 I know 她说我只是要告诉你说这个 flu shot 的时间到了你可以来打我说我现在就站在你面前
And as actually a live person, he said, I just want to call you and let you know the flu shot's available. You can come and take it.
他还是不知道我在什么。他说我能不能打电话告诉你说我们的 flu shot 都已经来了，现在可以打电话。我说 I know, 我就站在你面前。
And Pastor Yu was standing in front of the pharmacist as he was calling him. He said, I'm standing right here in front of you. The pharmacist didn't seem to get it.
他惊叫一声，他说怎么这么巧啊
？And then all of a sudden, he said, Oh, you're right there. What a coincidence.
我说我现在太早打了。我不久才要到亚洲去，我过一阵子再来打。
He says, it's a little too early for me to take the flu shot. I'm going to go to Asia soon, and right before I go out, I will come.
他想警告我，叫我早点打。他说你已经过了65岁，要早一点打。
And so he warns me. He said, you know, you're past 65. You should get it earlier now.
讲完以后看我表情，他不好意思。他说你过了65了吗？哈。
And then after he saw my expression, he says, you're past 65, right? Yeah.
不谈也罢。
Let's not talk about this any further.
弟兄姊妹，我只是要讲，很多的时候，我们明明跟神在一起，我们自己不知道。
My point is, oftentimes we are in the presence of God, yet we do not know it.
摩西如同看见那不能看见的神。
Moses have seen the invisible God.
所以我们今天要讲每一个聚会，讲教会里面各式各样的聚会。
So this morning, when we talk about all manners of our gatherings, our meetings.
今天全天下各式各样的教会很多。
There are many different churches throughout the world.
就连同一个教会里面各式各样的聚会也很多。
Even within the same church. There are many different types of meetings.
我们也一样。
We're the same way.
但是每一个聚会都有它特别的目的跟希望达到的境界。
Every single meeting we have a particular purpose, and we pray that we will reach a particular realm.
因为它都特别着重某一个角度、某一方面来建造我们。
Because the focus on a particular aspect, how to equip the body of Christ.
就像你们跑到健身房，你们去它各式各样的这个 workout 是对你不同的肌肉，对不对
？If you have been to a gym, you'll notice that there are different machines, and each machine seems to focus on different aspect of your body.
然后你到餐馆会订不同的菜，因为有不同的味道。
When you go to a restaurant, you would, you know, order different dishes because they have different flavors, right?
你到学校去读书不会三年都只修一门课，你修各种不同的课来装备自己。
You go off to school for the 3 years, you wouldn't be taking the same class every year. You take different classes to equip yourself.
同样的，在教会里面虽然有各式各样的聚会。
Similarly, though, there are many, many different types of meetings that we have at church.
每一个聚会都是以主为中心。
And every single meeting, the Lord is the center.
但是每一个聚会都有它特别的一个意义，特别一个目的。
But every single meeting has a purpose and has a reason.
这是我们今天很快的来看一下。
So very quickly, we're going to come and look at this together.
那第一个，我们讲到所有的聚会永远都是应该以基督为中心的敬拜。
But foremost, we stress again that all of our meetings are to be Christ-centered worship.
我在一开始的时候曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我们以为敬拜就是音乐，音乐就是敬拜。
A lot of times I spoke this earlier that a lot of times we have the misconception that worship is music and music is worship.
虽然这两个有很强烈的关系，但是两个不是等号。
Though they are related, but they are not equal to one another.
敬拜诗歌只是我们表达敬拜的一种方式，一个很有效的方式而已。
Songs and hymns is just a mechanism, a way by which we express our act of worship.
但是今天在这个世代，在基督教里面的 terminology 这个用词上，讲到敬拜都是讲诗歌。
But in Christianity today, when we use the term worship, oftentimes we refer to the way we sing and the types of songs we sing.
其实所有的聚会都是敬拜。
And I will tell you all manners of gathering and meeting is worship.
因为所有的聚会都必须是 God center, 是 Christ center.
Because every meeting has to be God-centered, has to be Christ-centered.
如果一个聚会不是以神为中心，不是以基督为中心，这个不叫聚会了。
If this meeting is no longer Christ-centered, God-centered, it is no longer called a gathering.
不叫基督徒的聚会了。
Let me rephrase. It's no longer categorized as a Christian meeting.
你可以一切朋友吃喝玩乐快乐一下。
You could gather together with other friends, eat and be merry.
你可以甚至是基督徒聚在一起的吃喝玩乐玩玩 game.
You could be Christians getting together and eating and be merry and play some games.
那个不是我们现在所说的圣徒的聚会。
But this is not what we're calling the gathering of the saints.
所以任何的聚会，如果基督不是中心的话
，So every gathering if Christ is not the center.
那是很大。很大的遗憾，很大的缺失，很大的错误。
That's a great tragedy. It's a great loss. It's a great error.
所以你想，你参加一个婚礼，如果没有新郎跟新娘，你很遗憾，对不对
？So if you go to a wedding, you all of a sudden discover there's no bride, there's no groom. How would you feel? It's pretty tragic, right?
就像几年前 Charles 跟 Teresa 结婚的时候 ，Teresa 迟到了 ，Charles 很紧张，后来跟我说：“一叔叔，我们要不要先开始了？”
Many years ago, Charlie and Teresa was getting married. Teresa was late. Charlie was very worried, and I don't know what possessed him to say this. He said to Pastor Yu, "Should we start right now?" He looked at me, keep looking at him. He was a little embarrassed. He thought that I would be upset.
新娘没来，我们怎么主持婚礼呢
？The bride's not here yet. How do we start?
你去参加培灵会没有讲员，或者你去参加一个什么特别的东西，最重要的不在，你就觉得少了什么。
You go to a spiritual pursuit meeting, and you discover there's no speaker. You find that when you go to a meeting, what you're looking for, what's not the most important element when it's not there, you know something's missing.
或者你回到家，家里面再也除了你以外没有任何人了，那你就觉得不叫家了。
And when you go home, you discover all the other members are gone. You're the only one there. You come to the conclusion that you feel that it's not home anymore, right?
虽然你填地址，你打电话，人家问你 home address, 你都是讲那里，但是你每次回到家，总觉得人去楼空。
As though people ask you where do you live, and you may give your address, and you may even write it down, but when you go back to that place, you realize it's not home.
弟兄姊妹，就像我今天早上讲，对神的话要有一个正确、一个非常认真的态度，就是神的话就是他自己。
And so as I was sharing this morning, we need to have the serious and the sincere attitude when we come to the Word of God.Because the word of God is God Himself.
不管读圣经，不管唱诗歌，不管听到神的话出来，就是神自己，道就是神。
Whether you're reading the word, whether you're singing, whether you are listening to the message, when the word of God is issued, it is God Himself.
同样的，我们的聚会如果主不是中心的话，弟兄姊妹，我们都要小心。
Similarly, I say if our gathering, the Lord, if He's not the center, then we got to be careful.
我们要很认真的让主来改变我们。
We need to be very serious when we ask the Lord, Lord, please change us.
不见得是犯罪、
It is not just seemingly, it may not just be sin.
但是是我们很容易掉入的情形。就连我们现在礼拜五的聚会，礼拜二的祷告会，我们不小心，我们不是以神为中心。
It may be a condition that we may easily fall into, just like our small group and even our prayer meetings, where Christ is no longer the center.
因为我们已经这么习惯了这种的、方式啦、程序啦，唱唱诗歌，有人代祷，有人报告神家的事，我们又噼里啪啦又祷告，但是。没有在神的面前。
We're so accustomed to the formality and the liturgy of the worship, and then we discover we're not really in the presence of God.
所以我希望我们所有的同工、所有的弟兄姊妹，我们要重视这件事。
So all the co-workers, dear brothers and sisters, I pray that you esteem this one issue.
所有的聚会必须基督是中心。
Every single one of our meetings it has to be Christ-centered.
因为我们说到教会是基督的身体。
Because we say when we claim that Christ.I mean, the church is the body of Christ.
是基督自己要来充满，而且要得到丰满的发表的一个器皿。
It is the vessel by which Christ is to fill and to magnify the glory of God.
所以我们的聚会就是一个最好发表基督的一个方式。
So when we get together, it is the most appropriate mechanism by which we express these things.
一个教会有没有价值，不在于它的 building， 不在于它外面的建筑。
Whether a church is of worth has nothing to do with the external building.
不在于它里面 人员服侍的同工传道人的教育程度
It has nothing to do with our educational status of the people within
也不在于诗歌敬拜用了多么先进的乐器多么美妙的音乐
Or how modern the instruments that we use and how wonderful it sounds
一个教会真正的价值在于它充满了基督多少它彰显了基督多少
The true value of the church has everything to do with how much of Christ does it contain and how much of Christ does it magnify
如果这个掉了其实你不要别人不管别人怎么说，我们自己里面都不满足的。
If you lose this, it doesn't matter what other people are commenting about us. We ourselves feel that we're missing something.
你会有一个说不出来的痛苦，不满足的。
There's a dissatisfaction. There's a longing. There's an emptiness.
因为好像在这里遇不见神的同在。
As if I cannot meet God, the presence of God.
所以我最喜欢听到的别人就说我们在你中间感受到神的同在。
So what I desire most of other people's comments of us is that we sense the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹。示罗的帐幕，当大卫把约柜拿走的时候，这个示罗的帐幕，示罗的帐幕是空的。
And when David removed the tabernacle from the tents, those tents all of a sudden became empty.
那个空洞的帐幕没有价值。
And those tents, while what the moment that it is empty, it has no value, has no purpose anymore.
约柜被大卫带回到锡安，到大卫的帐幕里面来了。
The ark is now taken back to Zion to the tent of David.
历代志说，当大卫把约柜安置好了以后，他就设立唱诗赞美神的人。
The Book of Chronicles tells us once the ark has been established in the rightful place, David now established singers before the Lord.
所以所有的敬拜和赞美都在于把主摆对的位置。
So all of the singing, all the worship.Predicates upon the fact that the Lord is set at the right place.
所有真实的敬拜和赞美永远是以主为中心的。
All genuine and true worship is always centered about the Lord.
不然我们里面不满足。
Or else we're not satisfied.
好多年以前，我跟于师母到欧洲去，后来我们到东欧去服事啊。
Many years ago, Pastor Nancy and I have been serving in Europe, and we went to Eastern Europe.
然后在那个国家因为稍微比较偏远，所以我们去了，他们都很高兴。
And that country was farther out from us, and the fact that we're able to go, they're actually all very happy.
所以他们有一个联合的聚会。
So they actually had a combined meeting.
啊，我记得最后一天晚上聚会的时候。
I remember the last night as we got together.
因为这个租借的场地的教会是那个这个欧洲人的教会，他们正好自己 有很多的活动
And because that particular evening the church facility that they rented was from a local church and they themselves had a lot of activities
所以他们吃吃喝喝里面非常非常这个热闹
So there were a lot of eating and celebrating there were a lot of activities that were going on in the building
所以所有那天晚上来参加培灵会的弟兄姊妹一进来就被那个热闹弄得心情都乱掉了
So a lot of brothers and sisters when they came and attended the service that night because they came to all that, the celebration and all the noise they felt that they were just really chaotic
所以虽然聚会厅他给我们用了但是外面吵吵杂杂的
Yes though the meeting hall they were given to us to use but outside the meeting hall There was a lot of noise, a lot of just chit-chatting going on.
所以底里面聚会厅里面的弟兄姊妹也开始吵吵杂杂的。
And so, consequently, people who were sitting inside the meeting hall, they began to talk and chit-chat.
那尤其是虽然在一个地方从不同教会来的，都会说：“哎呀，你还好吗？”都在聊天。
And so, because brothers and sisters all came from different locales, they were starting to greet each other. They started to just converse and talk to one another.
我长话短说了哈。
And I'll keep it real short.
就我们那天聚了一个很痛苦的聚会。
we had a miserable meeting that night.
非常的混乱。
It was very, very chaotic.
很多人来看表演一样，看到他们在上面唱诗，但底下也不唱了，也不。
It's as if people came to see a performance. People were up here singing, and everybody was down there observing.
然后才唱不久 ，projector 坏掉了，没有歌词。
And after the singing is halfway through, the projector was broken. We didn't have the lyrics.
只剩下几个人在上面喊喊叫叫唱，底下人都不知道他们在唱什么。
And a couple of people were up here jumping up and down and singing, and nobody really knew what they were singing.
所以那天聚完会以后，然后。因为我们第二天一大早，我跟于师母要飞到希腊雅典去，都排好的特会同工培训。
So the next following morning, the schedule's already been set. We were supposed to go to Athens and with the meetings there.
他们整个 worship team 就跑到我们住的接待我们的弟兄家里面。
So the entire worship team came to the house where we were staying.
各个像斗败的公鸡啊。
Every single one of them were like a rooster that has lost the fight.
进来都不讲话。
They were all silent.
跟前一天进来那么高兴跟我们吃饭不一样。
It was very different from the day before, how they were just very, very themselves, very happy as we were eating together.
我们坐在一桌，主人弄点宵夜给我们吃，他们每一个人都这样看着，都好难过。
So as we were there just eating some desserts that night, every single one of them, you could tell from their faces that they were very depressed.
我们可以很清楚知道那天整个聚会那个注意力敬拜。都被打断。
And we were very, very clear ourselves that the center of worship, the focus of worship was completely severed.
外面的人打断我们，仪器打断我们，小孩子在我们中间跑来跑去打断我们，大家都没办法专心听到。
The noise on the outside interrupted us. The chit-chatting going on inside interrupted us. Kids running around. The equipment not functioning. Those things interrupted us.
我看他们那么痛苦，结束在这么痛苦的里面，我就跟于师母交通了。
And so I see that they were in such pain. They were very distraught how the service or the conference ended. So I share with Pastor Nancy.
我们就求主让我们可以多留一天。我就进去打电话给雅典的同工，他们很能谅解，让我们多留了一天。
So we prayed and we asked the brothers and sisters in Athens, can we stay for another day? Would you guys be okay with that? And they were very accommodating.
我们出来跟他们说，我们明天再来一场。
And so we say to them, tomorrow let's do this again.
哇，每一个人高兴的。
And everybody was excited.
于师母说，我们下午提早两个钟头进来，我们祷告，我们先祷告。
Pastor Nancy says, let's come in 2 hours ahead of when the meeting is supposed to start. Let's start with prayer.
因为他们从前没有这样子的感觉，只是会前有一个人带个祷告就上去了。那天一团 chaos.
And they didn't have that notion, the sense of why we need to pray before service. So regularly, they just have somebody who come up, lead a word of prayer, and begin. And that's why that night was chaotic.
好，弟兄姊妹，不是因为联合聚会，不是因为有外国来的讲员，不是因为怎样，这个聚会就一定好。No.
It is not because we are a united gathering, not because we invited an outside speaker, and by default the meeting would be great. I tell you, no.
所有的聚会要好，一定要仰望神的祝福，一定要圣灵的工作。
The quality of every meeting is pinned upon the Lord Himself and the presence of the Spirit.
第二天晚上聚会。太好了。
And so that following night, as we got together, it was a wonderful get together.
会前的两个钟头，他们都已经高兴得不得了，因为遇见主。
The 2 hours before the meeting was even to start, they were all just in the joy of the Lord because they met the Lord already.
他们说他们那天的敬拜，他们的带师自己里面都不一样。
So that day they testified as they were leading in worship, they know they themselves were different.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的聚会我们都要进步的。
So brothers and sisters, every single meeting that we have, we need to improve.
不可以靠经验，不可以靠讲员，不可以靠任何其他的方式，不可以靠乐器，不可以靠机器。
And we can't rely on equipment. We cannot rely on our music, on the speaker, on the preparation alone.
我们所有的聚会都应该以主为中心，都要让圣灵。
And every single one of our meeting, Christ has to be the center. The Holy Spirit must reign.
所以我在这里把我写的这个几句话我念一遍。教会是基督的身体，是基督要来充满并彰显神荣耀的器皿。所以教会每次的聚会和各种的聚会，不只是人的聚集，乃应该让基督成为我们的中心、目的与内容。在各种的聚会和各样的侍奉中，不仅都当为着他。更是要本于他，并且倚靠他。 这是任何性质和方式的聚会值得存在的意义和价值。如果任何聚会不合乎这个条件，它实在来说没有太大的价值。
Pastor Yu was reading the text under bullet A, and again we say that every meeting, every gathering, if it's not Christ-centered, then it's lost its value and its worth.
所有聚会的品质和深度都要不断的提升。
And we say that the quality and the depth of our meeting should continue to increase.
所以我在讲的第二个点，说到一个健康的教会，理当是一个不住增长而且更新的教会。各种的聚会要照着神的心意，在圣灵中进行。品质和深度不仅需要持续的提升，祝福参加的人，而且使神得到荣耀，能够达到荣神一人的目的啊。
This is the passage after the second bullet, bullet B.
所以以前我们教会在2000年以前准备开始要实行小组的时候
before the year 2000, before our church embarked on implementing small group formats,
我们那时候有专门的同工退休会为了这个准备。
We had a lot of coworkers. We got together. We had a coworkers retreat in preparation for this move, this change.
那时候教会很小，我们最多只能分原来只有三个小组。
And at that time, our church was still relatively small. We only had three small groups.
我们准备把小组从教会打发出去到 local 去。
And our heart desire is that we send the small groups out of the church building and go to the local areas.
我们要每一个小组都要去祷告，你这个小组成立最重要的目的到底是什么？
We wanted every small group to pray. What is the significant reason for the existence of this group?
到底你这个小组存在的目的和价值是什么？
What is the value and what's the purpose of the existence of this group?
同样的，我现在也问你们在座的每一个小组。
And I ask the same question for all of you who are in small groups.
也问大家在座的每一个团契。
And I ask all the fellowships.
到底为什么要有你这个小组？
Why is it necessary for us to have this group?
为什么需要有你这个团契？
Why do we need this particular fellowship?
到底你存在的目的和价值到底是什么？
What is the purpose and the value of your existence?
到底是什么我们该达到的境界？
What is the goal that we're trying to achieve?
我记得那时候有一个小组，有一个回来报告，有一个这个结论让大家印象很深刻。
I remember one particular small group that they came back in those days and they gave a report and it really impressed on all of our hearts.
他说我们希望我们的小组能够成为一个神和人都很享受的聚会。
And they said we want our small group to be a place where both God and man truly enjoy.
他能够吸引神，吸引人，他能够叫神和人都满足。
That it may draw God's attention and may draw man's attention, that both may be satisfied in this meeting.
像有的教会不是有的小组说我们是要以大诫命怎么样大使命反正就是每个小组都讲得很好。
So the other small groups would say that, you know, we're focusing on the Great Commission, and many small groups have different things that they have to share.
所以我就希望我们都要在主人面前好好祷告，所有的聚会都应该是为了要荣神益人。
And again, I ask all of us to pray sincerely, because every single one of these meetings, they have to be glorifying to God and beneficial to the people who attend.
所以光彼此享受不够的。
So just the fact that we ourselves are enjoying this meeting, that's not sufficient.
彼此相爱，彼此关怀，我们在一起 body body 很快乐，弟兄姊妹好是好，不够好，而且没有神根本就不叫好。
We love each other, we care on each other, we're buddy buddies to one another, and seemingly it looks good, but I'll tell you this is not good enough.
很多黑社会的 gangster 他们也是 body body 好得很，比我们还好。
The gangsters and the underground world, they're probably better than we are.
他们可以讲道义，为朋友两次插刀。
And they talk about being faithful towards one another.
好，那我现在讲我们 SVCA 的聚会。
So we're gonna come and talk about some of our meetings here at SVCA.
我把它分两部分，一个叫经常性的聚会。
I broke it down into two categories. One are the regular meetings.
一个是比较是针对特别的需要，在特别的场合上有的聚会。
And some meetings are occasional, are very special.
请大家注意好，所有经常性的聚会。
And all the regular meetings, I want you to pay attention.
它不仅重要。
Not only are they important.
而且应该是所有的弟兄姊妹都应该参加的。
And it is the meeting that every single one of us is supposed to attend.
只是我们今天没有这样去要求弟兄姊妹。
It's just that we did not require that of everyone.
我们只盼望弟兄姊妹至少至少从主日要把主日分别为圣归给神。
We at the very minimum says that you have to sanctify and set aside Sunday unto the Lord.
这是任何一个基督徒最基本最基本在神面前该做的。
Every single Christian, this is the most basic thing that you ought to do.
以色列百姓。 安息日，谁干犯安息日是要用石头打死的。
And the people of Israel, if they have offended or did not obey the Sabbath, they're supposed to be stoned to death.
因为这是神的日子，你要把你自己分别出来为着神的。
Because this is supposed to be the day of the Lord, you're supposed to set yourself aside unto the Lord.
但是犹太人后来把它变得非常不安息。
But the Jews turn it into something where they no longer can enter into the Lord's rest.
不可以这样，不可以那样，不可以那样。我到以色列地区，他们碰到安息日的时候，连电梯都要找阿拉伯的小孩来帮你按，他们自己不能按的。
You can't do this, you can't do that. Bunch of regulation came to be. When we went to Israel, when we enter an elevator, an Israelite cannot even press the button.
安息日要吃的饭，礼拜五都得全部煮好了，礼拜六只能放在上面热，不能够煮。
All the food that you're supposed to consume on Sabbath, you cannot physically cook them. You have to prepare them the day before. You can warm it up, leave it on the stove.And you can eat it on Sabbath.
把人弄得很紧张。
And so everybody is frantic.
但是我们新约在安息日，我们不过安息日，但是我们守主日。
But in the New Testament, we don't necessarily celebrate Sabbath, but we celebrate the Lord's Day.
圣经上讲到，这是耶和华所定的日子，你在其中要高兴欢喜，是指的主复活的日子。
And when the Scripture says that this is the day that the Lord has made, you will rejoice and be glad in it. It's pointing onto the day of His resurrection.
虽然被很多新郎借去他婚礼，说这是神所定的日子，在其中要高兴欢喜，但是那个日子特别是讲主日的啊。
And many grooms they will steal God of this verse and say that this is the day that we ought to rejoice in it because the day I'm getting married. I'm telling you this is the Lord's day.
所以教会特别经常性的聚会，我提到四个。
I mentioned four particular meetings that are very regular here as VCA.
第一个祷告聚会。
The first one is the prayer meeting.
我们中文英文都一起念我写的东西，好不好？因为我觉得
read it together in the outline, okay?
我已经斟酌又斟酌，写得很精简，所以威廉写信给我说，于叔叔，你的纲要越来越难翻译了。
Pastor, you refined and refined his Chinese outline, and it became very, very difficult to translate because there's so much that needs to be contained and said.
他就中文可以很简短的一句话就表达，他们英文表达不出来。
The English language is very difficult to try to express in full of what the Chinese language is trying to express.
这是中国人伟大的地方。
This is what's wonderful about the Chinese language.
我们一起在圣灵里借着祷告与神亲近，与主同工，为着神子，为神家，为圣徒同心代求的聚会，也是教会是否能蒙福得胜与复兴的关键。弟兄姊妹，这是教会的祷告会。
This is the prayer meeting for the church.
你不要以为教会的祷告会是只有爱主的弟兄姊妹才要参加的。
Please do not have this notion of the concept that only those who love the Lord attends the prayer meeting.
如果我们真相信神，
if we truly believe God.
也真相信他是听祷告的神。
We truly believe that He is a God who answers prayers.
也真相信我们照着他的应许祷告的时候会有事情发生。
And we truly believe that by His promise, when we pray, something's going to happen.
也真知道如果我不祷告的话，也有事情发生，就是仇敌可以猖狂，可以做破坏的工作。
And we're truly convinced that if I do not pray, something else will also happen. It's that the enemy can do whatever he wants.
不可能不祷告的。
And then it is impossible for us not to pray.
出埃及记十七章，摩西何时举手，约书亚在底下就得胜。
Exodus chapter 17, whenever Moses lifted up his hand, the Israelites were victorious.
摩西什么时候手垂下来，亚玛力人就得胜。
And whenever his arm slumped, the Amalekites they began to win.
他祷告，就有事情发生，神儿女们得胜了。
And when Moses prayed, something's happening. The people of God are victorious.
他累了，手放下来了，亚玛力人就猖狂了。
When he's tired, he's exhausted. He let down his arms. Then the Amalekites they began to reign.
就有神儿女们被杀了。
And the people of God was being slain.
弟兄姊妹，摩西再累，他都得把手举起来。
So Moses, no matter how tired he was, he says, "I'm going to keep my hands lifted."
因为他知道 make a big difference.
Because he knows it makes a big difference.
他撑不动了，要亚伦护尔来帮助他，拖着他的手。
And when he cannot lift his arm anymore, Aaron and Hur came along and helped him keep his arms up.
弟兄姊妹，教会的祷告会太重要了。
Friends, the prayer meeting is so essential for the church.
不是可有可无。
It's not something that we can do or do without.
它是不能少的。
It's something that is essential. We must have.
个人、家庭和教会。
Individual.For our families, for our church,
我们蒙福多少？
How much we are blessed?
我们得胜多少？
How much we overcome?
我们能够在神手中有多大的用处和价值，全根据我们的祷告。
How useful and our value in the hands of God has everything everything to do with our prayers.
所以我们请求弟兄姊妹常来祷告会。
So brothers and sisters, we ask everyone please come to pray.
所以我说我每次到纽约去，只要时间许可，我一定留下来参加Brooklyn Tabernacle 的教会。
So I tell you, every time I go to New York, whenever I have an opportunity, I will go to Brooklyn Tabernacle.
他们礼拜二晚上祷告会三四千个人参加。
Their Tuesday night, their church prayer meetings, thousands of people will attend.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个神不能不祝福的教会。
This now becomes a church that God has to bless.
第二个小组的聚会。
Secondly, our small group meetings.
小组聚会特别注重我们怎么样在圣灵里能够活出肢体相爱。跟身体见证的聚会。
Our emphasis and our focus in the small gathering is how do we live together in the body to testify of the body and the Holy Spirit.
我们讲教会是基督的身体。
And when we say that the church is the body of Christ.
所以要彰显基督的话。
And so when we say and it has to magnify Christ.
那个身体的见证，肢体之间彼此相顾、相爱、相扶持的实际都必须是真的。
The testimony of this body, the way we love each other, we care for each other, we look out for each other, those things has to be real.
而这个最容易表达。最容易发表的就是在我们小组的聚会。
And the best way to demonstrate these things is in our small group settings.
我们不过才几百个人，你在教会里面，我相信你大概有一半的人叫不出名字。
We're only a few hundred people here, but I trust that probably 50% of the people you yourself cannot identify what their names are.
你能够比较熟一点的人可能更少了。
And the people that you are familiar with, they are even smaller.
能够深交的更少了。
And the people that you are actually deeper in fellowship, they're even fewer.
我们不过才几百个人。
We're only but a few hundred.
以色列百姓三百万个人。
There are 3 million Israelites back in the day.
对不对？呀，我们将来教会如果再增加多下去，你跟很多弟兄姊妹都会不熟的。
And if this church continues to grow, we will come to the place where we won't know everyone.
那仇敌在大教会里面最诡诈的一个工作，就是把你给 isolate 起来，把你给孤立起来。
The trickery of the evil one when in a big church, in a mega church, is bring us into isolation.
让你不过正常的身体生活。
That you no longer can operate in the realms of a normal bodily life.
我只要礼拜天来聚会就够了。
I come to Sunday services, that's good enough.
我听一篇很好的讲道够了。
I heard a great message, that's good enough.
哎呀，我跟弟兄姊妹能够见个面够了。
I can go see and say hello to brothers and sisters, that's good enough.
但是我们没有机会去 在身体生活里面学习去舍己，学习去服侍，学习去降卑，学习去见证基督。
And we don't have the opportunity to be plugged in into the body life where we can deny ourselves, we humble ourselves, and to serve one another to testify of Christ.
你在小组里面。
And when you're in a small group.
我们这个人的本性本相才会被暴露出来。
Our very nature, who we really are, those are the time where we are exposed.
因为你可能会碰到不喜欢的人。
Perhaps you'll come across someone you don't like.
可是却跟他绑在一个小组。
But yet you are tied together in a small group.
也许你们没有这个问题，反正不喜欢我就换一家。
Perhaps you don't have that problem. You say, well, if I don't like so and so, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
小组都换完了还不行，就换教会嘛。
And after you've gone through all the small groups, and I'll go to a different church.
湾区的教会换完了，换东岸的教会嘛。
And if I can't go.And stay with the church here in the Silicon Valley, or go to the East Coast.
再不行，主你快点来。
Lord, if I can't get along with anybody, Lord, please come back quickly.
这个世界不是我的家。
This world is not my home.
弟兄姊妹，这不是这个基督徒的生活，神就是要把你摆在一些人中间。
Friends, this is not a Christian life. God placed you among believers.
你要跟他在一起。
When you're with someone.
神借着他来成全我。
God will through that person come edify you.
神借着我来成全他。
And through you edify him.
神借着他祝福我。
And through him I am blessed.
来帮助我。
To help me.
来扶持我。
And to support me.
神也借着我要来扶持他。
And similarly through me to do the same for him.
这是我们近距离的肢体生活。
And this is where we have this body life where it is conducted in near proximity.
所以礼拜五小组聚会非常关键的一个重要就是。不仅仅是肢体的生活，更是身体的见证。
And the key characteristic of small group is not just simply to testify of the body life, but a testimony of this body that is at work.
所以小组有 CEO 的 function.
And that's why we have the CEO function in our small group.
C 说到 caring, 说到关怀。
And C speaks of the caring aspect of the small group.
我们彼此需要关怀，彼此相爱啊。
We care on one another, we love on one another.
我们需要一要 edify, 要能够造就建造。
We need edification where we are truly helping each other to grow, to edify one another.
我们借着读的圣经，借着我们听到的信息，借着我们个人灵修的得着。 在主里面彼此建造对方。
And through the message we've heard, through our personal study and scripture, when we come together, we can edify one another.
O 说到我们 outreach, 我们要为主传福音做见证。
And O speaks of outreach, that we need to share the gospel, we need to testify for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们讲小组 CEO 一点都不是乱讲，它太重要了。
So brothers, when we use the acronym CEO for our small groups, we're not being silly. We're being serious about it. It's very important.
而且小组的聚会这样子可以为神家能够全面性提供更多侍奉主的机会跟培养领袖的机会。
And our small groups certainly give us opportunity to holistically train the body of Christ, the members, to partake in services in God's house and to equip future leadership.
我们很多小组想分不出去，因为缺少足够的领袖。
And I will tell you, oftentimes we want to start new small groups, but we are lacking leaders that can actually sustain that group.
所以我希望各个小组能够在神家里面，不光是大家乐哈，快快乐乐聚在一起。
I certainly pray that when you are together in your small group setting, you do rejoice as you come together.
我们要记得是要为主做见证的，我们要为神家培养器皿的。
But we need to remember that we are here to testify for the Lord. We are equipping, where we're building up vessels for God's house.
第三个主日聚会
Thirdly, our Sunday meetings.
主日聚会，我说到这边说到是主复活的日子。
We say that it is the Lord's day. It is the day of the Lord's resurrection.
所有神的儿女都应该非常重视，而且要把它特别分别为圣的聚会。
The children of God ought to respect and sanctify this day, and as we gather to worship and serve the Lord.
我们要来到教会中，与众圣徒一同敬拜、侍奉神、纪念救主、更新奉献。
We come together to worship, to remember the Lord, to renew our consecration of our lives.
对，不光神要求我们要分别出来。
So not only does the Lord tells us that we need to be sanctified, to be set apart for it.
我们自己也应该把自己分别出来。
But we ourselves ought to sanctify ourselves, set ourselves aside.
如果你需要出差。
If you need to go on a business trip.
如果时间许可的话，能够聚完主日再走。
If time permits, I pray that it's after the morning Sunday service that you're able to go.
如果不得已到外地去出差或是度假。
And if you are on vacation or if you are outside.
尽量在当地找到一个合神心意，就是至少是纯正的教会进去聚会。
And I pray that you would find a church that is after God's heart, that you would gather with the saints there.
就是要养成一个习惯，就是主日。在一个礼拜新开始的时候，我开始在神的面前。
Develop the habit that on the Lord's Day, at the beginning of the week, I'm going to begin it in the Lord.
在一个礼拜新开始之前，我是在复活的境界里面来开始我的生活。
At the beginning of this week, I am beginning this week in the realm of resurrection.
在我们教会，我们可以在主的桌子面前开始我们一个礼拜的生活。
In our church, we particularly focus on the notion that we began this week at the Lord's table.
所以弟兄姊妹，每个主日来到神家是太重要的事情。
So I tell you, every Sunday as we come to the Lord's house, it is so important.
所以我们请大家准时。不是只是要求你准时。
So we ask everybody to be on time, and it's not just simply a requirement. Say everybody's got to be on time.
因为它就是一个 reflection, 它就是一个表明、一个显明、一个见证，到底我们对神是什么态度。
It is a true reflection of our attitude, our sincere attitude towards God.
就我们每个礼拜五的办公室的祷告，礼拜六早上的晨祷，我们差不多都花很多的时间为了礼拜天聚会祷告的。
So Friday at the church office, Saturday morning, we spent quite a bit of time praying for our Sunday morning service.
要一次当一次用。
And every single service we treat it seriously.
我年初的时候就跟弟兄姊妹讲，今年又是52个礼拜，每一个礼拜都要 count。
And at the beginning of the year, I would tell all the coworkers, we have another 52 weeks, and every single week it has to count.
要自己要在乎，也要被神算数。
And we need to be able to count this particular week as worthy, and it needs to be counted in the sight of God.
在神的眼中有价值。
And it has to be deemed valuable in the eyes of the Lord.
我们要一起来进步。
So we together has to improve.
我们唱诗要进步。
When we sing, we have to improve.
我们在这里彼此的关怀扶持要进步。
When we care on each other, when we look after each other, that has to improve.
祷告要进步。
When we pray together, we have to improve.
我们在走道上碰到了彼此打招呼，都应该要。
When in the hallway we greet one another, we have to improve in that area.
我们怎么照顾新来的？
How do we care for the newcomers?
我们怎么做整洁的工作？
How do we do the cleaning up services?
弟兄姊妹，每一件事情都是见证。
Brothers, I said every single one of these things ties to testimony.
在复活的日子里面来敬拜复活的主，来活出复活的生命。
In the day of resurrection, we come and worship the resurrected Lord to live out the resurrected life.
主日太重要了。
The Sunday service is so important.
旧约不守安息是要被打死的，新约不守主日，神居然对我们没有反应，这 我们要小心,
and we got to be careful. In the Old Testament, the Israelites need to be stoned to death if they do not observe the Sabbath. How much more if we do not care and, of the Lord's day?
神喜欢我们甘心情愿的来，不是害怕的来。
The Lord desires that we willingly, free will, coming to His presence, and not that we are reluctant to come.
对，我们何等希望每个主日都是神在这里真的被高举哈，人遇见神的聚会。
And we pray that every Sunday, indeed, it is the place where God is exalted. People come and meet Him.
而且教会真正能够荣耀他。
And the church could truly glorify Him.
所以我们主日聚会基本上分成三个部分。
And so again, there are three key elements in our Sunday service.
第一个是敬拜的部分。
Foremost is worship.
我说过敬拜不是只有诗歌。
And again, I say it is not just songs, not just singing.
甚至擘饼纪念主是敬拜的高峰。
And I would tell you, our communion, our time of breaking of bread, is the pinnacle of our worship.
我们在他的桌子面前，我们来纪念他。
We're before the table of the Lord to remember Him.
我们来吃他，喝他，跟他联合。
We are eating of Him. We are drinking of Him. We are united with Him.
然后前阵子讲的那个咒诅的杯，他替我们喝了，让我们可以喝新约的杯啊。
We said earlier that bitter cup, that cup of cursing, He took it from us that we may drink the cup of blessing.
啊，弟兄姊妹在这里有诗歌敬拜，有擘饼纪念主，有信息，有见证，有会后的回应。
And again, we have songs, communion messages, testimonies, and then altar calls as a response to the Lord.
这是最能够彰显我们对神的认识，彰显我们生命度量，彰显我们侍奉品质，彰显我们教会见证的聚会。
It is the meeting that we corporately can most reflect on our knowledge of God, the depth of our spiritual life, and the quality of our service and our testimony.
第二个讲到圣徒造就的聚会。
And secondly, we talked of the aspect of edifying of the saints.
我们对不同的语言有中英文。
And we provide different languages, English and Chinese.
我们对不同的年龄有成人主日学，有青少年主日学。
With various curriculums that addresses the needs of the English, Chinese, adult, youth, and children.
我们针对不同的需要有不同的课，有圣经真理课、造就课、福音课、生活专题等等。
We have various needs focused on the spiritual maturity of the brothers and sisters.
这是一个细水长流，但是却是建造大功。
This is a long and steady but a grand construction.
为的是神儿女们能够在主的面前接受深入而且有针对性的系统造就和装备。
That we may systematically be equipped and be edified, and the saints may grow in the presence of God.
很多我听到新来的人都跟我说，他说你们教会的弟兄姊妹对主的话都蛮熟的。
And a lot of newcomers, when they first come to this church, they all commented to me that Brunson just seems to be well equipped in the word of the Lord.
当然我自己觉得我们还差远了，但是真的其实已经算有一些基本的底子了。
I do feel that we still have a lot of room to grow, but I thank God that we do have some good foundations that are laid here.
因为我知道我们教会几乎80%以上的人会参加主日学。
I know 80% of the brothers and sisters here will attend Sunday school.
几年下来，我觉得 make a difference.
And you will begin to discover after a few years, there it makes a difference.
我到很多的教会去，超过一半以上的人参加主日学的人，教会很少。
And I seldomly come across a church where more than 50% of the congregation attends Sunday school.
我到过一个教会，好几百个人，他们参加聚会的人不到，参加成人主日学的不到30个人。
And I've been to a church that have hundreds of members, but only about 30 some odd people goes to Sunday school.
我请弟兄姊妹继续保持这个好的习惯。
I ask brothers and sisters please preserve this good habit.
第三个也是主日里面很重要，但是我们可能你会觉得于弟兄怎么会把这个也放上来？
The third element is also very important, but maybe you would question, Pastor Yu, why would you put this in the outline?
第三个，我们会后的爱宴交通跟这些。清洁维护等等各样的服饰。
And I think our fellowship, while we're having lunch together, what we call love feast, and then we all are getting engaged in serving the needs of God's house.
这个中国人的聚会都离不开吃的哈。
And all of our Chinese gatherings, we can't depart very from the element of consuming food together.
但是我跟你说，我们教会没有什么山珍海味吸引大家。
And we don't have any great.Dishes to draw people here.
我们只是提供一个不饿的方式，让你有机会跟弟兄姊妹多享受肢体的爱。
We provide an opportunity, an element for you to quench your hunger, that we could prolong the enjoyment of our love with one another.
你可以有机会跟弟兄们聊聊天，问候大家。
And we have some opportunity to really chat with each other, to really get into each other's lives, to see how each other's are doing.
会后这些整洁、这些维修、这些做主日学教室。 的清理这些工作你不要以为是小事、
the cleaning, the maintenance, the cleaning up of children's Sunday school area, don't treat these things as small matters.
撒迦利亚书第四章神说谁能够藐视这小事的日子呢
Zacharias tells us that who can despise the small things on the, Lord, on the day of the Lord.
更好的翻译刚才已经讲了 King James 是说谁可以来藐视这日中的小事呢
Again, who can despise the small things on the day of the Lord?
在神的眼中
In the eyes of the Lord,
只要跟基督发生关系
if it has something to do with Christ,
所有的事都是大事
everything are grand and big things.
因为都是基督生命的彰显，都是他荣耀的发表
Because it's the outflow, it's the manifestation of the life of Christ.
所以我们教会怎么做整洁
the way we do cleaning and maintenance
我们弟兄姊妹怎么样子彼此相交
the way our brothers and sisters fellowship with one another
这都是真功夫的表达
this is really a true expression of what we really have within
不能小看这些事情
you can't despise these things
没有一件事情是小事情
not one thing in the church of God
我们在我们所托付的职分上我们有没有做的忠心做的认真弟兄姊妹这都是见证
on the things that the Lord has entrusted unto us have we been responsible have we been faithful in ministering it
这个太重要了
these are all testimony they are all important
与基督发生关系就是大事
so if it has something to do with Christ then it is something great
再高再荣耀的意象一定要在我们最平凡最小的事情上彰显出来
No matter how great and how grand this vision is it has to be manifested in the smallest areas in our life
不要跟我高谈阔论从脚踏实地活出基督来
Don't talk to me about the grand things show me the way we walk
一碰到整洁你就跑了
As soon as we come to cleaning you run away
轮到你做事情就不好好做
And when it's time for you to take care of it you don't do it seriously
弟兄姊妹这都是我们生命的问题
Brothers and sisters these express the problems within the life within
不要小看
Do not despise these small things
我很高兴年轻的弟兄姊妹这次一起听这个课
I am so thankful to the Lord that younger brothers and sisters you are here partaking of this message together
我曾经说过有一个日本的姊妹来到我们中间看到年轻的孩子会跟大人打招呼她这么惊讶
I shared with you before there was a Japanese sister who was visiting our church. She saw the young people was greeting older brothers and sisters. She was shocked.
我也希望将来有年轻的孩子来发现我们教会有大人会跟他们打招呼他们也被 shocked.
And I prayed that there would be young people who would visit and discover that older folks would greet the younger ones that they themselves would be shocked.
这个教会充满了爱充满了彼此的尊重
And that this church is full of love and is full of respect for one another.
弟兄姊妹所有的聚会都是基督的发表
Brothers and sisters, again, every single meeting is an element where we express Christ.
所以我们不刚讲所有的聚会是以基督为中心应该充满基督它根本就是应该是发表基督
So we say that not only is Christ to be the center of all of our meetings but it's an opportunity where Christ is expressed
福音聚会也是这样传福音做见证是教会的责任
And gospel meeting is the same way it's our responsibility to testify for the Lord
也是个人和教会生命成熟一个健康的一个自然的表现
And it's a very a healthy manifestation of the maturity of individuals and for the church
所以我希望我们都能够固定来参加教会的福音聚会
And so again, I encourage everybody come and attend regularly the gospel meeting.
那后面的几个不定期的聚会，我简单提到就好了。
And the lastly, the occasional meetings, I'm just going to go and brush through them real quickly.
它不定期并不代表它不重要。
They are occasional, doesn't mean that they are not important.
因为有的时候它是针对性的，有的时候是有时间性的。
Because they are seasonal and they are very specific at times.
像受浸聚会，我们不是每个礼拜都有受浸聚会。
As for example, baptismal meeting, we do not have that every Sunday.
受浸聚会是看见。又有人归到主的名下何等的喜乐对不对
And we celebrate in baptismal meetings when they have people who are brought under the name of the Lord they are saved
路加福音十五章主耶稣自己说的连一百只羊有一只被找回来的主人都这么快的把邻居都找来了
Luke chapter 15 the Lord gives the illustration that if one loses a single sheep he will go and seek that one lost when he returns it he will gather all his neighbors to celebrate
所以他说这样有一个罪人悔改天上的喜乐天使天君都要为他们欢乐
So when one sinner repents even the host of heaven will rejoice
主在这里向我们表达他多么 care 我们不扣留他的恩典福音能够把它传给别人
So you see very clearly how the Lord cares about how we do not hold back the grace and the mercy that we have received that we pass it along
所以有人受浸我们太喜乐了
So when brothers and sisters are baptized we ought to rejoice with them
各种的侍奉聚会
We have all forms of service meetings
不管是针对全教会的或是各个不同服事部门各个小组的
Whether it's for the entire church or various department or districts or small groups
大家一种 定期性的或不定期性的沟通。
We may have regularly or sometimes just occasional communication with one another.
或是各种不同的团队，像牧长职团队、财务管理团队、场地管理，我们不多说了啊。第三个讲到各种培训聚会。
And thirdly, we have training meetings that we have from time to time.
我们针对各项的服事跟神家不同阶段的特殊需要。而有的针对性的培训
They are targeted concerning our service training and to accommodate seasonal and special needs within God's house.
像我们对小组长的培训，小组 CEO 同工的培训。
So for example, we had a training session just recently for small group leaders and for the CEO responsible brothers and sisters.
Worship 同工、福音同工，或是甚至 VBS 的小老师们。都需要有 training,
Our worship team is going through a training process right now. When we have EBS, even the young teachers, we go through this training process.
那同工退休会基本上是针对每一年，我们说过主给我们一个主题。那我们借着新年的时候，找几天大家出去住在一起，有深入的祷告、交通，更重要的是一起来寻求落实的路。
And the co-worker retreat we focus on, particularly when the Lord gives a theme for the year to come, we as co-workers, we get together, we want to go in deeper in fellowship and in prayer and looking for the Lord to find a way where we can actualize the theme for the year.
你在教会是同工就要把这个时间留出来，因为这个很重要。
If you are co-workers here in this house, I pray that you would set aside this time because it's important for us to come together.
如果你还没有加入服事，也请你为这个服事祷告，因为它会影响教会。
Because if you are not yet part of this particular service, I ask you to please pray for it because it's very influential concerning the well-being of the church.
第五个就是我们再过两个礼拜要举行的全教会的年度特会。
Fifthly, our annual church-wide conference, what we're going to have in just a few weeks from now.
我们目前是一年一次，配合整个教会的主题，能够有一点深入的强化的培灵聚会。
This is now conducted annually. Once a year, we will have a consolidated effort where we come and have a spiritual pursuit together as a church.
那特别聚会就是针对特别的需要了。
Special meetings, obviously, focus on special needs,
像你说中英文办的 Fuse 啦，或是我们有外来讲员的时候。
Recently, we had a conference called Fuse, where it's for all the young adult meetings, where we would invite guest speakers from outside.
有特别的专题讲座、追求聚会，甚至我们年终的感恩聚会。
Topical seminars, pursue meetings,even our Thanksgiving meeting at the end of the year.
Hallelujah night, 或者感恩节，这些都是算特别聚会。
Hallelujah night, Thanksgiving evenings. Again, these are all considered special meetings.
虽然方式不同。
Though the methodologies may be different.
我再说。
I say again.
都是以主为中心。
We have to treat, have to put the Lord at the center of it all.
应该充满基督，然后也彰显基督。
It needs to be filled with Christ. It needs to magnify Christ.
其他的像结婚聚会、安息聚会、迎新聚会都是啊，都叫聚会。
So we have others, weddings, memorial services. These are all meetings.
所以婚礼在我们教会不是只是一个婚礼，我们常常把它叫结婚聚会。
And oftentimes we discover meetings are not simply just meetings. We call it a meeting gathering or a wedding gathering.
借着婚礼，他们也要归荣耀给神。
And through their union coming together in the wedding, we want to glorify God.
在神荣耀的同在和祝福中，这个家成立了。
And in the presence of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord, this house, this family is initiated.
所以人走了叫安息聚会。
And when people leave, we call a memorial service, a place where people are at rest.
我们羡慕他洗了地上的劳苦，先去献主了。
And we are thankful of the Lord. We sometimes even long the fact that He has laid down all of His labor. He is now rested in the Lord.
所以基督徒的安息聚会其实是也是见证，我们跟人不一样。
And so this memorial service is a testimony that we are different from the world.
我们死了不是一个悲惨的分开，而是一件很荣耀的事情。
Death is not a tragic departure, but it's a glorious sending off.
所以我在这里在第四个题目里面特别说到这三个很重要的礼拜二祷告会、礼拜五小组聚会跟礼拜天的主日聚会，请大家回家至少为的一个聚会特别祷告。
So in the discussion questions, the fourth one, I particularly ask you concerning the three meetings, our prayer meeting, our small group meetings, and Sunday services, I want to ask you to please focus and pray for one.
能够在礼拜五跟小组人分享怎么样可以提升 你所特别祷告的这个聚会的品质 and, 你有什么建议跟具体的行动、
啊、and to share with one another this coming Friday as you are thinking through praying through what is the ways that you can actualize to improve the quality of these get-togethers
不要光只是建议要有行动、
don't just give suggestions but have something that you can actualize and put to practice
为了主做的没有一件是小事情
and anything that we do for the Lord nothing is small
例如说你打定主意主日来不敢碰到谁一定跟他打招呼、
like you have to, set up your mind that whenever you come on Sundays no matter who you greet whoever you meet you're going to greet them
你在主的爱里面问候人家弟兄姊妹你不要以为这是小事情
and the love of the Lord ask each other how they're doing don't treat these as small things
你如果打定主意我主日来只要任何地方看到垃圾我一定把它捡起来丢到垃圾桶
if you set up your mind that whenever I see trash anywhere I'm going to pick it up and throw it away
我让神家干干净净的是有见证的
and that the house of God is clean and it's full of it's a witness for the Lord
我要以后主日每一次我都要准时除非特别事情
and every single Sunday I am going to be on time unless for special reasons
弟兄姊妹你自己回家祷告
go home and pray
我以后来我波饼聚会我一定要学习开口唱诗 我要练习开口祷告
during our time of communion I am going to open my mouth wide and singing and I'm going to open my mouth to pray
弟兄姊妹我们一起学好吧
Brothers and sisters, let's learn together.
我们神把我们摆在一起当同伴是恩典。
God put us together as companions because of His grace.
我们聚会能够达到什么程度什么阶段
And the quality which we can attain when we're together.
在乎我们在座的每一个人。
Has everything to do with every one of us who are sitting here.
我们还有很多未得之地。
We have so much inheritance, grounds that we have not yet claimed. 还有很多成长的空间。There's so much more room to grow.
还有很多的破口需要有更多的人一起来。
There's still so many areas, cracks that need brothers and sisters to come and help seal and to work together.
我代表在教会所有已经有服事的同工，请求你们。欢迎你们，邀请你们，盼望你们，大家一起来，让神家更荣耀主。
And again, for all of you who are co-workers, I am asking you, I'm begging you, we come together for the glory of God.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
教会是你的家。
And the church is your house.
家有家风，家有家的见证。
And we have rules in this house, and we have testimonies within this house.
我们在这里要归的荣耀。不是我们人自己，也不是 SVCA， 乃是你这位荣耀的神。
The glory is not unto ourselves, not for SVCA, but the glory is unto the Lord God.
求你祝福我们每一个的聚会。
So Lord, we ask that you would bless every single one of our meetings.
不管它是任何性质的聚会。
It doesn't matter what the nature it is.
你让我们的聚会都是为了以你为中心，讨你的喜悦。
That we may have you as the center, that we may do it for your pleasing.
你让我们在性质和度量上能够更多的充满基督，流露基督。
And its nature and capacity that we may be more and more full of Christ, that we may actually have an overflowing of Christ.
特别把每一个聚会的负责人或是家长，我们交在你的手中。
That we bring every leader, those who are deemed elders in that particular setting, we commit them into your hands.
用圣灵充满他们，膏他们，让他们的服事充满了膏油。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint them, sustain them, that their services will be full of anointing.
让神家的每一个聚会我们都舍不得不来
and that every single meeting we all come with the notion that God I have to attend
我们欢欢喜喜的来赴会
I want to attend and we come attending it rejoicingly
谢谢你
we thank you Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus name Amen, Amen.